Well, good morning. I am really excited about this morning and what God has given me. It's going to be a little different. I've invited the worship team to stay up here. So if you're new to the church, this is not our normal service. And I'm not normally the one that preaches or brings a word. It's normally Pastor Bob. But he's and the men were gone to Big Ben and had a great time and got in late last night or late yesterday evening. So I told him, I said, well, why don't I just preach for you so you don't have to worry about it? And then after I said that, I'm always like, so, Lord, what do you want me to do? And so, you know, it is, I thought it was going to go a different way, and then the Lord kind of changed it up. So I've really been praying, and I don't know how many of you might have been in a little discouragement over what we see in our world today, but I have. I've been in a funk. I know that God is getting ready to do something really amazing. And so sometimes right before we get to the promise, we give up and we get discouraged and we get feeling hopeless. Like, is anything really going to happen? Is God really going to show up and do this? And truthfully, the way our world is right now and the way our nation is, the way our families are, the way our schools are, if God doesn't do something, there's not a lot of hope. Amen? But we serve a God who can do anything, who can do the impossible. Amen? Can I get an amen? So this service is going to be a participating service, okay? So there's some things that we're going to do together as a congregation, because I believe when we do that, that it moves mountains. And that's what we need. We have some big mountains in front of us that God needs to move. And so this morning, the service is called Thanksgiving and Praise, because I want to do a little spiritual warfare on behalf of our America, our families, our school, and the harvest and the great awakening that I believe God is getting ready to do. Church, we're going to see things like we've never seen. I know I've been saying, Bob will go, you've been saying that for years, Tammy. I go, I know, but it's so close, Bob. And then this discouragement hits me, and I'm thinking, Lord, what are you doing? I told Bob the other day, I said, you know, it's a good thing I'm not God, because I would not God well right now. I'd already wiped everybody out. So aren't you glad I'm not God? He has a lot more mercy than I do. I'm like, really, Lord? I don't know how you do this. That's why he's God and I'm not. But I want to read Psalms 100. It says, shout for the joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. So I want to focus on that. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. So let's pray. Father God, I thank you for Jesus Christ, our Son, your Son, our Savior, and our Lord, who sits at your right hand right now interceding on behalf of us. Father God, I thank you for the Holy Spirit who fills us, who teaches us, who comforts us, anoints, baptizes, and empowers us to participate in your kingdom purposes. Father, I bind in every distraction and lie of the enemy. Open our ears to hear, our hearts to see, and our hearts to receive your truth and respond in obedience. Lord, I pray for clear communication and fresh anointing. Holy Spirit, we invite you to move in this place and in our hearts in agreement with the heavenly purposes in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen. So what does it mean to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise? Well, so we just did that. Did y'all know that? When we sing, I want you to understand how important worship is. It's not, you might have been taught in whatever church you grew up in or whatever, that it's just you come in, you sing three songs, and it gets the service started, right? You know, and so everybody feels good. But that's not what it's about. It's really about warfare. It's really about doing spiritual battle and doing warfare, because we live in a world where there are spiritual, there's a spirit realm. So I don't know how many have been going here for very long, and there may be some new. So I just want to go over a couple of important things. That we are in a spiritual battle. The Bible says that. There's a real heaven. There's a real hell. You know, I did a thing not too long ago. Well, actually, it was years ago, but that where I went out and asked the question, do you believe in heaven? And almost everybody believed in heaven, but when I asked if they believed in hell, very few of them did. They just didn't think that that God would send people to hell. Well, I'm telling you, it's real. It's a place, and there's a real heaven, and there's a real hell. There are real angels, and there's real demons. And, you know, they all used to be angels, and then Satan, who was the chief worshiper, when he has let pride get in, he fell from heaven, and he took a third of the angels along with him. And I thought, you know, they walked in the presence of God. They knew God. And yet, they let pride get in their heart, and they left him. And now they're demons, and they're doing a battle against God because they wanted to be like God. And so we're in a real battle. So we have God the Father. There's a real God. He's three parts. He's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is who's with us now, right? Because God the Father's sitting on the throne, and Jesus is beside him at his right hand, and the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, is going to come and be with us. He's our comforter. He's our teacher. There's also a real devil. I was just talking about him. He's also called Satan. He's the great deceiver. He is the father of lies. His only purpose is to kill, steal, and destroy. That's it. So can we all agree that we are in a real battle? In Ephesians 6:10 through 13, Paul said, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. How many of you can agree that we're in a day of evil? Can we all agree on that? So it goes on, if you go into Ephesians 6, and if you don't know about the full armor of God, you need to. So I'm just going to read them out. I didn't want to read all the scriptures for the sake of time. But we have the belt of truth. We have the breastplate of righteousness that covers our heart. We have the shoes of peace. We have a shield of faith that extinguishes all the fiery darts that the enemy sends at us. And we have the helmet of salvation. And we also have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And that's our armor. And in church, I've got to tell you, in the days that we live in, you need to be putting that on every day. I mean, if you're going to go out in this world, in the battle that we're in, you've got to have your armor on. So I want to go on down to verse 18, and it says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert. So pay attention to the word that says, be alert. And always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So we live in a fallen world. Evil exists, and there's a real battle going on. And my question to you today is, are you ready to enter the fight? Are you really ready to enter the fight? So that being said, how do? Some of you might be sitting out there going, yeah, I'm ready to enter. But how do I do that? So we do that through thanksgiving and praise, which I was talking about. We do it through petitioning, which is prayer, ask, seek, and knock. We do it through believing, which is faith. We do it through standing, which is truth. And we do it through telling, which is our story. Now, Bob, did you notice that all those end with ing? I was so proud of myself. I was like, oh, Lord, I'm trying. I just had to say that, you know, bring a little humor into this. You know, in the songs that we just got through singing, I wanted to skip over here, and I want to just read some of the words. We sang that first song. It was called Heaven Invade. I purposely picked out these songs because of what we were going to be doing today. And it says, see the light breaking through all the lies with the truth. Hear the sound of the wind. Let the roar of heaven begin. Can't stay silent. Can't stay still. When you show up in power or glory revealed, can't stay silent. Can't stay still. When I feel the fire, feel the ground shake. I mean, we got to get the Holy Spirit fire within us. church. We need heaven to invade our space. And it says, heaven invade, heaven invade. There is freedom in this place. When heaven invades our space, there's freedom there. It says, broken hearts on the mend, all depression must end. See, we sing these songs sometimes, we don't pay any attention to the words. We don't do any songs at this church, at Generations Church, that we don't first look at the words. The most important thing is what we're saying with our mouth, because God has given us a mouth. You know, I have the loud mouth. I have the big mouth. That's okay. He's given me this mouth to proclaim the truth to lost and hurting people and to cheer you guys on to get in the race, to get in the fight. That's what he's given. That's the call that he's put on me. It says, broken hearts on the mend, all depression must end. All the shame and fear run away when you're here. Do you understand the power of the words there? It says there's freedom in this place. Every heart awaken. Everything is changing now. Heaven invade. And then I also want to read, there's more words, but I'm not going to read them all. I also want to read the one about breathe miracles. Because, again, we're battling in the spirit realm when we sing these songs. It says, the name above the battle, the undefeated Savior stands with me. The fighter for the weary, the Lamb of God, the lion-hearted King. The glory of the Father, the power of the undefeated name, the King of every kingdom. He is champion of heaven overcame. That's who our Lord Jesus is. And when we sing those things and we speak those things, as a congregation coming together to worship God the Father, there's power in it, church. There's power. Over every broken heart, hope is rising through the dark. The darker this world gets, the more we have to come together and we have to have God lift us up. He has to refuel us. Jacqueline was talking about it this morning. We're running on low batteries because we have to come together. We need corporate worship. There's something that happens in corporate worship that's different than your own worship. You need personal worship, but you need corporate worship. And you can't do that the same over the airways. I'm sorry. You can do, it's somewhat the same, but it's not the same. I'm just telling you it's not. And I'm not because I'm old school. It's not because I'm old school. It's because there's power in people coming together. Koinonia. That's what I think the Bible calls it, right? Koinonia. It says, heaven come and hell retreat. Signs and wonders. Right here, we are releasing God to do what he wants to do in this world. Signs and wonders be released. King of the impossible, which is where we're at. We're at an impossible place, and we need the King of impossibles to move. Amen. Breathe miracles. We can see your kingdom come. We believe the war is already won. Right here, your will be done. Come awaken us. Come awaken us. Church, we have to wake up. We have to wake up. We cannot just go out and have our normal life Monday through Saturday and come to church on Sunday and think everything's cool. That is not what God's calling us to do. God is calling us to be the army of God, the remnant, the ones that are left that have the, I'm trying to think of a nice word to say, that have the courage to stand up against darkness and fight. Thank you, babe. That was a good word. A lot better than one that was coming to my mind. He saved me. Are you with me? See, we've been so lazy. I'm sorry. I'm including myself in all this. We've been so lazy as a church. We have not done what God's really called us to do, which is go out there in the world. We come into the church, we need to get filled up, and then we go out and we need to be the light in this dark world, and we need to have courage to speak with boldness the truth and not waver by fear of man and what they're going to do to us. You know, I was just looking today, this weekend after I finished the message about like Facebook listening to our messages and giving them to the FBI on those that were like didn't think the way they wanted us to think. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm probably on the FBI list. Well, good for me. Because if I'm not, you might as well put me on there because I'm not agreeing with what you say. I'm agreeing with God's truth and that's it. And if what you're saying goes against God's truth, then we got issues. Amen? Now I got to figure out where I was. What's the next scripture I had? Is it Psalms 103? Okay, it says, the Lord has established his throne in heaven and his kingdom rules over all. Amen? 1 John 5:14 and 15 says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked him of. It's very confusing how that kind of goes there. But anyway, it means that when we ask him and we're in accordance with his will, then he's going to give us what we ask for. And I'm telling you with what I'm telling you this morning, it's in accordance with his will. Because we know we're in a spiritual battle. Jesus himself said, Mark 16:17-18, and these signs, so don't get freaked out on me when I tell you this was Jesus. It's in red in the Bible. He said it, okay? So don't look at me all funny. These signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. Yes, cast out demons. It's okay. There's real demons, remember? They will speak in new tongues. They will take up serpents, and they will drink anything deadly, and it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Amen? So if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, we're supposed to lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. We're supposed to cast out demons. We're supposed to, when the enemy does something to try to, I just got to give one little example. This was a really stupid thing I was doing yesterday. But I was trying to listen to, I was going out of my neighborhood. So I live in a neighborhood where there's not very many people, right? We're out in the middle of the country. But it is a neighborhood. But there's hardly ever anybody driving. So this is do not do what I did. But I was trying to find a YouTube because I was just driving really slow around all these curves. And there's places where I know there's blind spots, so I stopped and looked. But there was a place where I wasn't really paying attention because I was trying to find this Jonathan Cahn thing I wanted to listen to. And thank God that I have big angels. I have really big angels. The Lord is not going to let the devil take me out till it's my time. I'm driving along, and all of a sudden, I hear something go, look up. I look up, and there's a car. I'm on the wrong side of the road, and there's a car headed right at me. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. So I swerve over, and, I mean, it's one of those times, like, when if I hadn't looked up right when I looked up, there was no place for that car to go. That car was freaking out as bad as I was. I had to pull off on the side of the road and go, okay, put your phone up. I don't care if it's a little street in the back where nobody is. People still drive down it, right? But I immediately said, Lord, thank you that I heard you, that you protected me because I was doing something really stupid. And I do that a lot. I do stupid stuff sometimes, you know. But God is there, and he helps me. I mean, but I could have ignored that little voice, and I'd be dead right now. So I'm just telling you, God is good. Amen? Bob's probably talking about me. He hates the way I drive. That's why we go in two separate cars now. Everywhere. Who cares about the cost of gas? Anyway, one of the things that I wanted to say when it talks about casting out demons, what we're going to do today is we're going to do some of that. But, you know, we have a ministry called John 10:10 where we do personal ministry, where we're dealing with your families and we're dealing with personal issues that you've personally walked through or iniquities that are in your families, things like that. Today what we're going to do is over the spiritual forces in the heavenly realms, the big strongholds that I believe are over our nation, over our identity. When I say identity, I'm talking about humanity, what God created us to be, male and female, not all these other initials that they're trying to push off on us. So there's an attack on identity of humanity. There's an attack on our nation that is a godly nation that was built and created on godly principles. We used to say one nation under God, but our nation has walked away from God. And so I didn't hear a word you said. Oh, good. That threw me off. Sorry. No worries. Our nation is one nation under God. Our families are under attack. The family unit is under attack. How God created and ordained family to be, with one husband, one wife, a mother, a father, a mother, and children, right? He did not create it to be two fathers and two mothers. That's not the way God created family. So family is under attack. And our workplaces, our schools, and our communities are under attack. And so what I want to do today is I want to bind and loose some things over that big strongholds. Does that make sense? Okay. So we're going to start again with some worship. Okay, so I'm going to ask everybody to get to feet. The first song we're going to sing is Lions, because we're going to do a little bit more of that warfare I was talking about, that praise and worship. And we're going to sing about the Lion of Judah, which is Jesus. He's coming back, church. He's getting us ready, and he wants us to be right beside him. He wants us to go out, and there is an awakening coming, a harvest that's coming, that we are not going to know what to do with everybody. But I don't believe that Jesus is going to come back before that harvest comes. And he has chosen us. How exciting it is to be a part of what God's plan and destiny is for this nation that we live in. So that our children and our children's children will have the same kind of world to live in that we lived in. Amen. One that is under God, not under the enemy. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We ask you to continue to move in power and might in this place. We call upon you this morning to do what you do best. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. God of Jacob, great I am. Thank you.
the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, oh God. He raised up a mountain, he made low.
We're so grateful for what you're doing, Lord. We're thankful that you called us, Lord, to walk alongside you, Lord, to be followers of you and to be a light in this dark world. We are so grateful, Lord.
I will worship you. So So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, I've nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing
soul.
Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song, 'cause you got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song, 'cause you got a
some binding and loosen. Amen. Matthew 18:18 through 20 says, truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree, there's more than two of us here, about anything they ask for, it will be done by them, by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them. I believe that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, is here right now, and that we're agreeing with what God wants to do in the spirit realm. Isaiah 61:3 says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and a thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, the kings to the brightness of your dawn." I believe that. I believe that for Generations Church. I believe that God is calling us to do something that not many people are getting called to do. But that's okay, because I want to be part of the remnant. I want to be part that when the last day comes, that when I see Jesus face to face, he says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You aren't perfect, Tammy, but you at least did what I asked you to do." Amen. He's not looking for perfect people. If he was, he wouldn't use me. He's looking for people that have a heart for him that will do what he says. Amen. So right now we're going to do some binding and then we'll do some loosening. There's going to be words up on the screen if you'll go to those. And we're going to say them together. So what we're going to do, like I told you earlier, we're going to do kingdom. When I say identity, it's talking about God-given identity. When I'm talking about family, it's God's design for family. When I'm talking about the nation, it's God-founded in our workplace, schools, and community. So we're going to read this, and then we're going to go down and pull down the specific spirits. And they will be listed up there. And then you might see the spirit and then some other things beside it that are smaller spirits, right under the big spirit. Does that make sense? If you've never heard this before, I'm sorry that your church that you grew up in did not teach you the whole Bible.
Pastor
but this
Tammy,
is all real.
Can I say something?
Yes, you can.
So, for me, this doesn't feel foreign or strange because I've grown up with parents
Amen.
That taught me this. But for some of you who are brand new, the two songs that we just sang were perfect to line up for this, because first we sang "Hail, Hail, Lion of Judah." We're talking about Jesus, the Lion of Judah. He came and he already conquered these things, right? And then when we talk about that we need the courage, that the last song we sang, gratitude, when we talk about "Come on, my soul, don't get shy on me," because see, our humanness wants to get shy and go, "Well, we don't have the authority over those strongholds. Those are big strongholds." But and that's why we say, "Come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song." Because you've got the Lion, that Lion of Judah that we were saying, "Hail, hail, King Jesus." He's living inside of you when you become a Christ follower. So the Lion inside of me is going to rise up because of the authority that we have in the name of Jesus to pull down these strongholds. And I wanted to connect those because I know that's where she's going here. And so, but for some people, they're like, "This is very different." And it's not as, it's not seem foreign when you think about it in that way, that Jesus conquered them and he gave us the authority to take authority over them.
We were at the retreat yesterday, and David joined. I don't know if David's here. David's hilarious. David, where are you? So David's a police officer, and he has the authority of a police officer. And there's been times where he's apprehended guys that are much faster than him, but he doesn't let them know that, right? Because he has the authority. And so a while ago, I looked out over the audience, and we have the authority. Now listen, you're going to have to reposture. I looked out. Half of the people, hands were raised. They were shouting. They were praying. And I'm not pointing out any name. I'm just saying, generally speaking, football team like this. If your posture for a football team is better than your posture for Jesus, I wonder if you even saved. So let's change the atmosphere real quick. because the devil will kick your booty on the way out of here if you don't. Let's change our atmosphere. Let's change our attitude. And let's get in spiritual warfare mode. We got what? How much time we got? Hey, fourth quarter, 2 minutes. Let's get our game face on and let's do some warfare.
Okay, y'all ready? So, Father, in the name, y'all just say it along with me. You ready? One, two, three. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pull down the spiritual strongholds over our identity, God-given, family, God-designed, nation, God-founded, workplace, schools, and communities. We pull down the stronghold of haughtiness, pride, unrighteousness, judgment, control, compliance, and power. We pull down the stronghold of fear, and I want to put intimidation in there because they're really trying to intimidate us. We pull down the stronghold of infirmity. We pull down the stronghold of divination. That is the occult, the witchcraft, and Jezebel. We pull down the stronghold of whoredoms, seduction, all forms of sexual sin. We pull down the stronghold of bondage, addiction, pornography, sexual sin, and debt. We pull down the stronghold of perversion, any and all sexual perversion. We pull down the stronghold of Antichrist. It opposes Christ's deity and the things of God and the Bible. We pull down the stronghold of deaf and dumbness, insanity, no common sense. We pull down the stronghold of heaviness, depression, discouragement, hopelessness, and anxiety. We pull down the stronghold of lying and deception. We pull down the stronghold of jealousy, anger, hate, murder, division, divorce, and abortion. We pull down the stronghold of error, confusion, unbelief, racism, deception, compromise, intellectualism, cults, false teachers, and false prophets. We pull down the stronghold of seducing spirits, seared consciences, deception, and enticers. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pull those things down. No more will you rule and reign over our identity. You will not rule and reign over our families. You will not rule and reign over our schools, over our communities, over our workplace. You will not rule and reign in the name of Jesus. You will not rule and reign over this nation in the name of Jesus. We declare that this nation is one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Amen. Now we got some loosening to do because we don't want our house swept clean for them to come back. Amen. Okay, so we're going to lose some things, but it means we're going to agree with God what he wants to do. So right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we loose over our identity, God-given, our family, God-designed, our nation, God-founded, workplace, schools, and communities. We loose the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. We loose the gifts of healing. We loose signs and wonders. We loose God's power. We loose the Holy Spirit. We loose the spirit of adoption. We loose life and liberty. We loose purity, humility, pureness, holiness, comfort, and praise. We loose truth, righteousness, and justice. In Jesus' mighty name, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the authority of that name, we loose that over our families, over this nation, over this church, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, there's one more thing I want to do before we close. We're going to sing one more song. We're going to actually sing two more songs real quick. But during this next song, if you have sickness, if you're battling something and you need prayer this morning, I'm going to be down front. They're going to sing this song, and there's going to be some other prayer partners down. We're going to battle for you, because I believe that we have just released signs and wonders, that God's opening up the portal of heaven over this church, and His glory is here. So if you need something, no matter what it is, no matter what it is, then come down and agree with God on what He wants for your life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Every battle, every Lord, we thank you that every battle is yours, God. I think you know many of you came forward for prayer, but we are going to still be here to pray as we go out on this last song. I wanted everyone to ask their neighbor before you go, do you need prayer? And maybe somebody just wants someone to come down with them, because I feel like there's still people that need prayer in this room. So don't leave without asking your neighbor, are you sure you don't need prayer? I'll go down with you.
Well, I wanted to say that maybe some of you are like, wow, I've never been to church service like this. I'm not really sure if I know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. These prayer partners are down here to pray with you. If you do not leave this place today without asking Jesus into your life, if you have never done that, without surrendering to him, because I can just promise you, he didn't bring you here today for you to leave the way you came in. He brought you here so that you could make him Lord and Savior, and he will save your life for eternity. And there will be prayer partners down here as we sing this last song. It's called In the Name of Jesus. We're going to declare this over you, over all of us. Or if you need a fresh fire, Pastor Bob said, if you just feel like, you know, you just don't have the passion that you had before, like in the day of your salvation, if you've lost some of that and you need fresh fire, then come down here as we're singing this last song and agree with a prayer partner, because I know God is here and he's going to give you more fire than you ever had before. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.